Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is it something to celebrate? Is it wrong to celebrate a divorce? Because there's a lot of sadness in divorce. There's a lot of stress, trauma, everything. It's a very difficult time for people. Very difficult thing to go through, particularly when there's young children involved, more so. So is it something to celebrate? Maybe it is. Maybe you went out the back garden and had a bonfire and set all the, you know, the wedding album and the video and the dress on fire. What did you do for your divorce? Did you have a party? Or did you just sit there and have a glass of wine and think of the old times? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is divorce something to be celebrated? Yes, you believe it is. Or no, you think it's a terribly sad time. Let me know what you think. Now, let me go to Stephen Mangan, who's an event organiser, a Red Rock star, and a bit of an everything, to be honest with you. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Stephen, you're saying these are becoming more popular.
Well, I tell you, it's become very, very popular in the last 24 hours since Louise Wallace put it into every national newspaper.
I'm looking at it in the paper here. Brides go out in a blaze of glory.
Ah, oh, it's crazy. It's in every national newspaper today. My phone hasn't stopped.
Good for business, Stephen. Good for business.
Brilliant for business. Long may it last. I mean, it's a great trend. It's a growing trend that's happened now in the last basically the last year, but I've done a good few of them over the last 10. But I mean, you know, in the last year or so, this has now just peaked. And you see, the thing about being a sad occasion and the whole lot, of course it's a sad occasion when somebody splits up the whole lot. But I mean, because it's so long to get divorced in this country, most people, you know, once they break up,
they have time to get over it.
I mean, by the time you're getting divorced, you're in another relationship. And I mean, I'm doing another wedding in a couple of months' time where the divorce only happened recently, but you know, I mean, she's moved on so much that she's already planned a new wedding and the whole lot.
Right, okay, so she's just waiting for the piece of paper so she can get married again.
Yeah, I mean, because it takes so long in this country, people are over at this age, because it's at least 5 years down the line when you're already broke up.
Right, so the divorce, I mean, obviously you do weddings as well, because I know you're a singer as well, so you obviously do weddings as well, which are happy occasions. And let's be clear, nobody gets married to get divorced. We all think it's going to last forever.
No. It's only a new trend in Ireland to get divorced, because, as I said, like, a lot of the people who got married, remember years ago, everybody got married for 100 years, you know what I mean?
Before 1995, yeah.
You know, but I mean, if you go to the UK, I mean, you can get married on a Monday, you get divorced.
On a Tuesday, yeah. But Stephen, so what are they doing? Is it, what do you do at a divorce party?
Well, I do, some of them are exactly like a wedding, and some of them are actually better cracked than a wedding. I mean, for example, I done one in North County, Dublin, recently, where this girl had been with her fella for about 10 years. They got married. After 9 months, she found them doing the dirty, so she got divorced. So she was only married for 9 months. As soon as the divorce came through, she had another party out the back. She got everybody out the back.
Same people that were invited to the wedding?
A lot of them. But you see, another one goes to the wedding. She had a book outside, you know, at the hallway at the house. And she told people to scratch their names off the wedding book. And if whoever's name was left on the wedding book, they were getting divorced as well.
Right, okay. So she was, so yeah, because divorce divides families as well as dividing a couple. Yeah, because obviously, you know, the ex is not going to want to be with the in-laws anymore, and the in-laws turn into the in-laws from hell, because obviously they're supporting the wife or whatever, the ex-wife.
Some of them can be very, very vindictive and ambitious and all at the end, but they kind of turned it into a bit of crack, if you know.
Okay, so let's go to the burning of the dress. So is this is like some sort of tradition now, is it, to burn the dress?
It is, yeah. If you had a look at today's paper, you'd probably see the dress on fire.
I'm looking at this dress on fire. They cost a lot of money, you know, these dresses.
They do, yeah. But I mean, I'm surprised she actually held on to it for that long, because it took her 5 or 6 years to get divorced. So she still has the wedding dress there. Maybe she was going to bed in it at night time, I don't know.
And what, does everybody dance around it? And is the bride the one that has to set it on fire, obviously?
No, come on, it's a bit of crack. everybody wrote a little message on the dress. You can probably make it out in the photograph. They put a little message on it or whatever. They threw pots of little paint on it and the whole. But it was a bit of crack. And then, you know, towards when everybody was kind of getting drunk, she lit it on fire.
Right, okay, so she's definitely not going to be wanting to get married to him again.
No,
okay.
No.
And is there any other little rituals they do?
Well, I tell you,
what about the wedding album and the video? Because that's kind of a thing.
I haven't really seen much of the wedding album. A lot of people have been texting me today on Facebook. See, this kind of started out years ago. I've done one or two of these, but I put it up on Facebook there a few days ago, and a couple of journalists picked it up on it again. And as I said, you know yourself, it's in every national newspaper in the country. But I mean, there was another occasion where there's a girl I know who's an artist. And you know the way you split everything down the middle when you get divorced? Well,
yeah,
she got mental health and she got the toaster and she cut it in half. And she made little sculptures.
She cut the toaster in half.
Yeah. And she you know, people who came to her divorce party, she cut the kettle in half. She made little sculptures out of them. And they look great too. And she dipped them in aluminium or whatever she dipped them in. But they look fantastic. And she gave them out as presents. I thought it was a great little... you know, a great way of dividing up the present. Where she gave him the other half of the kettle now, I'm not sure.
Right, so what is there anything different about this than, you know, your average function, I suppose? I mean, is there any other special things they do at a divorce party, apart from the burning of the dress and maybe cutting some of them?
That's kind of really what they do, you know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, I done another one. I actually done
Do you do it as singing at it as well?
I do.
Is there particular songs that you sing, like, Breaking Up Is Hard,
No? Please Release Me. And all that
please stuff. Release me.
You get a few man requests, don't you? You know what I mean? I've done a couple's wedding where who amicably got divorced, and I done their divorce party, and you know, and they came together and the whole lot, and they had a great big crack.
And you reckon they've become more popular, so I suppose we're not that we're taking it less seriously, but people are kind of very relieved to get out of that sometimes a toxic situation.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, in today's millennium world that we're living in now, you know what I mean, people do want to move on, and you know, get on with their lives.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, 4 years is still very to be a long time to be attached to somebody that you don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, you have the house situation where people have bought a house together and everything else. You know, people just want it's the paperwork where they can't move on. There's certain things which they can't do when they're still married to somebody else. So I mean, why would you want to stay married to somebody you don't like?
Yeah, kind of makes sense. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be with somebody you don't like anymore. Unfortunately, marriage is meant to be forever, but, you know, people fall out of love or people have affairs or whatever.
Well, you see, the way most of the weddings I'm doing now are all, you know, the civil ceremony weddings where 90% of them 10 years ago would have been all in a church, but very far and few of them are in churches now.
Okay, so it's hard enough to get a priest, apart from anything else.
That's it,
So most of them are civil. The one from your experience, a lot of them are civil ceremonies.
A lot of hotels now have the consummated ground, or whatever they call it, you know what I mean, where they have a license there to marry you.
Right,
you know, the license of a normal hotel, and you can go into one room, you get married, and then you have your reception in Europe, which is great for people that don't have to travel. It's cheaper as well, because you have to lay on buses from churches and that sort of thing as well. I mean, it's an easier way, you know what I mean? And you know the way people love the Catholic Church over here now, so...
Well, mind you, their popularity is probably not as good as it used to be years ago. But look, the best of luck with your divorce party, Stephen Mangan, I wish you well.
If anybody wants to have a look at them, you can go to thatsentertainment.ie and have a chat with you there.
Okay, what's it again?
Thatsentertainment.ie.
Thatsentertainment.ie. All right, well, look, Stephen, well done to you, all right?
Well,
there's Stephen Mangan, obviously, he's going to celebrate it because he's making money out of it because he does the parties. He's an event planner for divorce parties. He said they're becoming more popular. He's also a singer, by the way, and he does some great tribute acts, actually. He's a really good guy. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is it something to celebrate? On a more serious note, is it something to celebrate, divorce? Valerie on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
Hi, Niall. I'm good. How are you getting on?
Good. I mean, you heard Stephen. I mean, okay, it was a kind of light-hearted conversation because people have come to a point where all the work has been done and they're literally just waiting for the piece of paper, so they celebrate it. Is that a good thing?
To be honest, I actually read the article and I was shocked when I read it.
Were you?
You know, I actually was. Well, when I read the piece about the girl that threw her wedding dress on a barbecue.
Yeah, I have the picture here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part that I read, right? And they all took turns throwing paint all over it before they set it on fire.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where I don't know how they split it, whether it was with a hatchet or whatever, the toaster in half and smashed it all up. To me, it kind of smacked of people that are unhinged mentally, to tell you the honest truth.
Do you think so?
They're so full of rage and everything.
Yeah, but maybe, Valerie.
If there's children involved in that kind of divorce, that's a horrific scenario. Mm. And I do think it makes a whole mock of marriage. Absolutely. Celebrate new beginnings. But to celebrate divorce, I think it's actually making a mock of the whole institution.
Yeah, because, I mean, on a serious note, we don't get married to get divorced. It's not something we ever planned to do.
I actually think the mentality is different today going forward. Like, he made a point there about a lot of people, they're getting married in registry office and whatever tickles your fancy, and people have reasons for not wanting their church ceremonies and all that with all the things probably that has happened in the church in the past and whatever, and that's fine. No issue with that. But I do think in a lot of cases with younger people today, they've one leg out the door when they're going up the aisle. I don't think that's good.
You think marriage is becoming disposable?
It is, and I've lived in America and I've lived in London and I've seen...
Oh, well, America is not a great example, because America, most people have been married twice, three times.
Yeah, I went to a wedding in Hawaii, actually. A friend of mine from Limerick was getting married and we had an absolute blast. We all lived in California at the time. But there was one woman there, she was 85, and you'd have to admire her. I think she was on her seventh husband.
Oh, stop.
But I'd hate if Ireland turned out like that. Because,
Ireland, traditionally, we do value marriage a bit more. We have the lowest divorce rate. Even though we've had divorce since 1995, we have the lowest divorce rate in Europe. Now, that could be because...
That could change.
Do you think, reducing the wait time, and I don't want to get too much into that conversation today because it is one we're going to have a lot of conversation about coming up to the referendum, but do you think reducing the wait time is going to change that?
I do think 2 years may be a good idea, but there definitely should be a wait time. It shouldn't be something that can be done overnight. Because there are cases, and I don't have the percentages, I've read up on it in the past, where, sometimes they can be worked on.
And, reconciliation,
Yeah, and sometimes people think, I know some of the finest people that are divorced. I'm divorced myself. Mm-hmm. The salt of the earth people.
Yeah, I'm going through a divorce at the moment. So
And you know what it's like, and you have children. It's very difficult, and none of us would choose this. I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
Yeah, but there's no. I always say to people, there's no winners in divorce.
That's the first thing my solicitor said when I went in there. There are no winners in this. It's a very difficult road.
Yeah.
So to be, but all I can say is, for people to go into celebrating such a death.
Let me say something to you. Sometimes people die that are
not nice people. Can you imagine if there was somebody, an event organiser, celebrating people's death because they were asked not nice people?
I know, but I think that's a different... I understand the point you're making, but it's different. But what I'm thinking here in relation to why people might want to celebrate, right? Let's say, the separation has happened a year down, because you can get separated within a year, right? Or actually, if there's infidelity in the marriage, you can get separated immediately. So let's say, for example, you get separated. All the assets, all that bit is done. The children are sorted. Everything is sorted. You move on with your life. You meet somebody new 2 years later. You're madly in love with them. A year and a half into that, you decide, let's get married again. And you're just waiting, literally, to get divorced. It's just a piece of paper. And you have to wait, as is currently at the moment, another 2 years to get that piece of paper. And maybe it's just a relief for them. And that relief is a celebration. Now, I understand the burning of the dress, but a lot of people have done that. I know a lot of people have done that.
I can't get my head around that. And I can't get my head around people burning 20 years of photographs of them and their children and cutting them out of it.
But see, a lot of marriage breakups are very toxic.
Yeah, but that can pass. Do you know what I mean? That's and the anger can be there initially for a couple of years, depending on the circumstances of the breakup. But you need a little bit of counselling, maybe, if you're that toxic inside.
Some people do very evil things to their ex partner, and that sometimes just can't be forgiven. You know what I mean? And I can understand why.
I understand that completely, but I don't think going around burning dresses, throwing paint, displaying it for everybody to see is the answer to it. Get a bit of counselling. You know what I mean? To help you through that. But I actually would be very concerned if I was invited to a party and they were there with hatchets chopping up wedding presents and everything. I'd be scared to go myself.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because Donald, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Donald?
How you doing? How you doing?
Good. Little house in the prairie today, no?
No, not today, no.
Was there ever any divorces in Little House in the Prairie? I doubt it very much.
Oh, Jesus, no. Would you stop?
God.
To say such
Charles Ingalls would have a heart attack.
To say such a thing. I look at Niall, I'd say, look at best of luck to him if the one.
You're getting divorced, aren't you?
I am, the 21st of May.
21st of May? Congratulations.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is that congratulations or commiserations? Am I wrong?
To be honest, I don't care. Look, I'd be glad to see it over because it's stressful. Courts are stressful, like, you know what I mean? Like?
Yeah. It is stressful.
There's no key. I wouldn't be celebrating it with small children. That's not right. I mean, you can't,
Yeah, so you're getting divorced 3 days before the referendum to possibly change the law.
Yeah, exactly. but as I said, I have no feelings towards her whatsoever. I mean, bad, good, whatever.
Do you speak to her?
What?
Do you speak to her? Do you communicate? No.
No. But as I said, that's it. Like, she just... And I just want to... like, it's like... To me, no, it'd be like driving a car I don't want. Do you know that sort of way?
Right. That's one way of putting it.
Will you
come out the door with a piece of paper in your hand, you know, skipping down the road, thinking, great, that's sorted now. I can move on with my life.
Yeah, I'd be happy. Yeah, but like, as I said, I think these parties, it'll be more women having these parties than men, because let's face it, they're the ones that are going to walk out the door with the money.
Right, okay.
I have no doubt court backs the woman 100%.
No, I don't agree with that.
I think the evidence is there to be... Okay, we can all say we don't agree with Valerie, but if we look at the evidence from family law... Now, I only listened yesterday to a solicitor talking about family law on radio, and he said we need a complete reform of family law for equality reasons, and he did say that in the majority of cases he sees favouritism towards women. Go ahead, Valerie.
Maybe with visitation with children, that's probably the case. They probably favour the women there. But not with the division of property. It's usually 50-50 debt.
I can tell you, a man has no rights in court and family law whatsoever. It's all down to the women.
Well, I can tell you, in my situation, it was 50-50 net down to the euro.
Yeah, I think financially, probably, Donal, you know, it would be 50-50.
Yeah, not with maintenance. Not with maintenance.
And there was nothing...
And
there was nothing counted for being at home for X amount of years raising the family or anything that counted for zero.
I firmly believe you should walk out of a marriage with what you walked into it.
Well, we both had nothing walking into it.
That'll be nothing.
So what would we do? Give it to charity?
Can't do that, Donal. We both walked into this marriage with nothing, so we're going to sell the house and give it to the dogs and cats home.
Exactly.
but that's not what happens.
Let's not get into that today, because we get a whole complicated argument going. But Donal, I mean, would it be fair? I mean, Valerie is horrified by the fact that they were burning the dress, chopping toasters.
I wouldn't be horrified. Look, at some people, it definitely turns some people on. The only thing I would say, if the small children, it wouldn't be right.
Does it devalue? Does this whole idea of celebrating divorce, does it devalue marriage? Are we devaluing the tradition?
Of course it has, but like, everything that, like you take the Catholic Church in Ireland, right, what they've done, right? And then what happened in this country is, when they turn out the water, they turn the baby out as well.
But marriage is not just about the Catholic Church. Marriage is a contract. It's a legal contract as well.
Yeah, we had morals in this country one time, and everything went. It's all
gone. But if you devalue the family...
That's the family.
We're in trouble.
Mm. I think that's the saddest thing that ever left this country, is the union, the family. This is what kept this country, and it's a fabulous thing, and it should be left in the Constitution. As if everybody looked after their own family, we'd have some country. But that's gone.
Yeah, but divorce doesn't do that.
But Valerie, should you stay with somebody for the sake of the children?
No, you shouldn't, but you should try your best to work in it, because bad, you know, things can happen in families. You can go through, it could be mental illness. Yeah. Maybe one person might do something that they shouldn't have done, just say with alcohol in them on a night out. You throw away 20 years with someone because of that. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. It should be worked on.
But the point I'm making, Valerie, you see, is, would liberal Ireland, marriage means nothing.
That's wrong, though. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is wrong. And I totally agree. And that's
kind of... There'll be so many messed up children in the next generation if that doesn't change.
I totally agree.
Mental illness. I worked in the mental health services myself, clearing a contract recently. And I was shocked with the number of young people in that service. And it's getting worse, and the numbers are increasing all the time. Very young people. And it's terrible.
Now, I just want to say one thing very important on divorce.
Yep.
And this should be brought in. People should be forced to mediate.
They are. The new legislation brought in last year, you cannot get a separation in Ireland now unless you have mediation done.
That
was brought in last year.
Was it? Well, I didn't know that, because I thought it was a lot of family law.
No, you must, before you get a separation in Ireland now, you must go to mediation. Now, in saying that, one or the other of the parties can abandon mediation halfway through, but they had to have made an attempt to go to it. And by law in this country, a solicitor must tell you about mediation and must ask you to go to mediation.
Well, I think that's a good thing. You should be forced to mediate.
I agree with you.
Well, I think also there should be a contract for both people to parent in the breakdown of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
should be nearly a contract for both the mother and the father to parent the children. There's no one person should be able to walk away from that responsibility. And financially, our country would be a lot better off if so many people weren't doing that.
Okay, well, do you ever say that? I want to go to Liz very quickly as well before the break. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Liz?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. You'd go to a divorce party, would you?
I'd go to any party, not.
I know you would, Liz. But Liz, would you be dancing around with the rest of them when the dress is burning?
I mean, it's a bit petty, isn't it, really? Like, I mean, look, you've shared a life with somebody, or years with somebody anyway, to build a life with somebody. I mean, you know, to go and throw a party or have a hoolie after, I mean, I find it a bit pathetic, you know what I mean? To be honest, which I wouldn't be into it. I mean, I have
a bit insulting. It's a bit insulting to the last 25 years of your life, isn't it?
I think so, Niall, really. It is. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm separated now. Have minimal contact with my ex. Don't care either way. You know, I wish him well. Hope he's doing all right.
You've only got one child. He's a little bit older too. He's 17 now, is he?
Yeah, so we don't have to have little phone conversations or anything like that, which is great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We communicate through
email. Yeah, he can communicate. Your son can communicate himself if he wants.
Yeah, and his needs, and communicate through email. And if it's important, like if it's really important, then we'll on the phone and talk about it. You know what I mean? But there's no real animosity there, you know? I mean, I'm not divorced. I don't even know if I'm legally separated, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, you'd probably know if you're legally separated, I think.
All I know is he's out of my life, and I'm happy with that, you know what I mean? And if I've no plans in the near future or any future to be getting married again, so if he comes up and he wants a divorce, let him knock himself out, like, and yeah, I'll find a way, not bother.
And would you not like a divorce just to finalise that in your own head?
No, because he's not even in the country now. It's like he's gone. Like, great, lovely. I've no ties.
Well, that would make it more difficult if he's not in the country.
Yeah, no, nothing there. Like, no, it's not like I have a mortgage and I have to separate with him or aunt like that. You know what I mean? So there's no real financial ties there or like that. So for me, it doesn't make any difference. You know, to be honest, I don't see him. He's not involved.
Is he still paying maintenance for your child?
Well, he pays what he pays, and that's it. We won't get into that. But he pays what he sees is fit to pay. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, okay. Not what a judge sees fit, but what he sees fit.
No,
right,
okay. I've never even went down that road. Now, the way I see it is,
couldn't be bothered.
You should know what you have to pay, and if you can't do it, someone will also know eventually what you do pay as well, because I bank statements for it. So I've never bad met where I say, well, that's what you already paid over this amount of months or this amount of years or whatever. So he can come to his own judgment now with what he wants, you know?
Right, okay. Even though you said you'd go to a divorce party, you don't believe really it's something to celebrate.
I think no. Now, look, I think they've all gone away with theories, all these lunatics now. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Really, now, like, why would you? I mean, you've planned your life with somebody. You plan to actually spend the rest of your life with somebody. Do you know what I mean? I never went into a marriage thinking that I'd be only lasting a few years and I'd be getting out.
Well, nobody does. No, nobody goes into that situation.
Well, I don't know these days.
It is sad. I mean, it is sad. There's no doubt about it. It's just,
well, I was sad, now. You know, you've built your life around somebody, you've made plans
together. But for a lot of people, Liz, the sadness ends after they kind of get the separation and they don't see them anymore. The divorce could be a few years later and they might not have seen them in 2 or 3 years anyway.
Yeah, but that's all right. That's grand. Just get on with your life. There's no need to have a party. Is that written up wedding
dresses? There's no need to be dancing around. Do you still have your wedding? Do you still have your wedding photographs?
Up in my house now. I'm sure they're there in a box somewhere. There's no photographs of myself.
Okay, but it's not something you'd go looking for to throw out or anything like that?
No. Because, I mean, look, this something belongs to my son as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something for him as well. Like, I mean, no, I don't go looking through the media for a little going down memory lane or like that. They just don't do matter with them. They're just there somewhere in the house. I'm sure the guys are the box there with them there, you know?
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, all of you. I want to come to Joe after the break, who's a couple of friends of hers have had a divorce party. It seems to be a very common thing to do. Somebody else has not. I had a divorce party. Similarly, I did burn the wedding dress because I hate the man. All right, fair enough. Everybody says, now, before the wedding day, there's a hen's night and a stag's night. Anything similar before the divorce parties? That comes in from Denise and Swords. In other words, do they have a kind of precursor for the party? Another person said, a bonfire is an excellent idea. There's lots of people, vindictive people out here. They should all have a party and watch the wedding video in reverse, says Colin. Good idea, Colin. I never thought of that one, Colin. Yeah, put it in reverse and watch them going back up the aisle again. Now, the first election leaflets were delivered today. Whatever that means. Will you something? Oh, why am I not reading it all? Sorry, that's out of context there. Will you ask your listeners how many people actually read these things? Yeah. By the way, has Stephen done a divorce party for someone whose wedding he did? Oh, yeah, that would have been an interesting question to ask him. If he actually did the wedding and then years later did the divorce party for the same people or person. Let me know what you think of these divorce parties. Is it insulting? Does it demean the institution of marriage? Is it wrong? Should it be a sad occasion rather than a happy occasion? Let me know what you think of these divorce parties. They're all over the paper today, and Stephen Mangan is an event planner who organises these, and he's part of these, and he sings at them and everything else, and there's a picture of the paper of a wedding dress on fire, and people threw paint all over it as well, the bride having a great time watching it burn. Let me know what you think. I want to go to Joe. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Joe?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, Joe. I mean, the idea of selling... I mean, look, yeah, you might be glad to get away from the person. You might be you might be relieved that the stress is over and that you can move on with your life. But is it something to sing and dance about and set fire to dresses and all sorts of stuff like that?
I think for some people, it's a process, and they do the party just so they can do that and move on and not think about it anymore. I had a couple of friends that were married and got divorced. It wasn't working for them. They were still friends. It wasn't a case of cheating, or they just, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Those things sometimes happen. Didn't work.
Yeah, just didn't love each other. Yeah.
And they actually gathered their friends together and had a divorce party together celebrate.
Well, that's not too bad, I suppose.
No.
At least they did it together.
They did it together, but there was no bad feelings between them. But I think it's a personal
was
thing.
Was there children involved in that, by the way?
No.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, they were married for a good 10 years.
Okay.
But they didn't want children. They never wanted children, so, you know, there was no
probably
children
better
involved.
Probably better under the circumstances that they didn't, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, they had those things in common, they had talked about it, and none of them wanted. It was not something that they were looking for.
I mean, here's an interesting message here. Hi, in work, so I can't go on the air. The day myself and my ex got our divorce, we were one of the first in Ireland many years ago. We went to a cafe around the corner together. I still remember this clearly. We had decided to parent our daughter together, so we remained friends. We had our lunch and we both were very sad. We had a nice lunch and said goodbye to an era. It was the end of our marriage, but the start of us being co-parents. A divorce party is wrong because it's celebrating a negative if you have children together. Never celebrate a negative situation. Try to go forward with dignity and self assurance. Like everything today, it all has to be laid out and overdone. A bit like eyebrows in the young ones today. By the way, my theory is we learn all we need if we amalgamated Little House on the Prairie with Star Trek The Next Generation. That comes in from Tracy. Yeah, well, you're never going to see a divorce in Little House on the Prairie.
No, I don't think so.
But, I mean, she makes a good point that you're celebrating something that's very negative. It's not. It's not a good thing.
It depends on how you look at it. You know, sometimes things just don't work. Sometimes something happened that made things not work. But for some people, it's like a purge. They're purging the years of things that didn't work out, and they are kind of.
Is there an element of hatred in it?
Yeah, they're.
I mean, if you're burning the dress
on fire,
yeah,
they're purging. You know, that bad feelings, those bad things that went wrong, and celebrating the fact that now they can move on maybe to something better. It's not for everyone. I'm not going to say it's for everyone because it's not. But if some people choose to do it, I don't see why not. Things in life, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. And marriage is like everything else. Sometimes it works out, sometimes.
Okay, but wait, Richie says, hubble bubble, toil and trouble. These divorce parties sound like great crack. A bunch of shrieking, bitter banshees dancing around a burning bridal gown. I'll pass, he says. Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Alan?
I'm laughing there. Come here. If you ask anybody, or certain people of different age, they would say it was a great thing to get divorced, you know, because of what they went through. And the younger generation is probably different because they don't go with the same kind of pressures that society would have done 50 years ago or even 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so it's just another change in our society.
But is it a good change?
You see, that depends on the person you talk to. I mean, if you talk to a woman that was in 50, 60 years ago, that was in a very abusive and couldn't afford to get a separation because I came from that situation where my mother could afford to get a separation. That cost a lot more money than a divorce is now.
Yeah.
And while she still loved her husband, but couldn't stay in the marriage, eventually had to say, enough is enough.
Is it disrespectful to the institution of marriage or the tradition of marriage or the whole concept of marriage to, you know, dance around a dress on fire and cut toasters in half and have a party, essentially, to celebrate something that should have probably never happened.
But you see, that's the mistake that we do learn from. You know, it would be nice to have a perfect world and everything goes smoothly, but it doesn't do it. No. I think maybe the other caller, is it Joe, is it?
Joe, yeah.
She said that it's a process. It could be a process for a few people, and it might be just...
Yeah, but if you're bored in a dress, you're a bit unhinged, aren't you?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean,
why?
Again...
People cope differently with things.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's just the way some people... Maybe the guys go out and we get locked over a break.
I would imagine, maybe this is just me, this could be a completely sexist remark, but probably is because it's coming from out of my mouth, but I would imagine these parties are more common with women than men.
Maybe not.
Joe, you don't agree with Joe, no?
We just don't advertise it.
I think men would probably just go out with a few of their mates and get hammered.
Yeah, probably.
I'd just go into the nearest lap dancing club.
Whereas women will, you know, go on and organise the party, burn the dress, burn the album, and pull out the video out of its case.
Yeah.
And I'd prefer to have a lovely woman doing lap dance in front of me than doing burning my suit.
I don't think it diminishes the institute of marriage in any way. Things just simply sometimes don't work out.
And are we still thinking the old way of marriage?
Well, what's changed about it? When you say you think, am I thinking about marriage the old way? Marriage has never changed. We've changed.
Thank God for that.
We are evolving.
Yeah. Thank God for the women that were in very bad marriages. Loveless marriages.
By the way, men were in loveless marriages and bad marriages too.
I loved those.
By the way, Alan, I'm not disagreeing with divorce. I do believe sometimes it's necessary. Absolutely.
I've done it.
I'm doing it at the moment.
I know.
But I do believe it's necessary sometimes. But the point is, it's not, you know, that when we celebrate... Is it too much to celebrate it?
No.
Yeah. I mean...
You're celebrating the fact you are moving. You are able to move on with your life. And isn't that amazing that you are in a century where you actually... can move out of a difficult situation and celebrate your life.
Angela, the big day is on the way. But Angela, here we are, having a light-hearted conversation with myself and yourself and Alan and Joe and everybody else about something which is not really light-hearted.
It's not, Niall, and you and I both know what it's like to go through something like this. Mm. And it's nothing, I certainly won't be celebrating it. And I honestly don't think, and I hope my ex won't be celebrating it either. You know, I had like 8 great years with him and 1 tough year with him.
Right. We know this, there was infidelity in the relationship.
Yes, there was. Yeah. And it's very hard after that. And it's still very raw, even 2 years, 2.5 years down the line.
Mm.
You know, and like, I'm certainly not going to be jumping around the garden going, woohoo.
You're not going to be bored in your wedding dress, no?
No, I am. I did. Now, I had decided to do this before myself and Liam split, but there was 38 beautiful baby dresses made out of my wedding dress.
Right.
Because I had a big, long train as well, and they, sadly, every one of them had a home for, you know, little babies that couldn't, you know, just make it into the world. So that's a lovely idea, by the way. It's stunning. It's amazing.
What do you say to people who are on the air talking about celebrating divorce? I mean, you've heard Stephen at the start of the show saying he does divorce parties and people setting dresses on fire, cutting toasters in half.
I don't understand it. Like, I still, like, okay, he walked off and left me with everything. I still have my wedding album. I could have burned that. No, I'm not going to. Because that was a part of my life that I enjoyed. And it was still to this day, I've no regrets. It was the best day of my life.
Mm.
But I'm still hurt. I'm not going to, you know, I don't see why you...
Are you not over it? How long are you away from him now? 2 years?
2.5 years now.
Are you not over it?
Getting there.
Because, you know, I'm just wondering, like, do you get, when you get over it? I mean, Joe, I mean, there you go. I'm just saying, you know, that she doesn't regret her marriage, doesn't regret the biggest day of her life. And she just think it would be sad to be celebrating something like that, divorce.
It depends depends on, it's a personal thing. That's why, you know, some people will think, I'm setting this on fire and this is great and I'm finally moving on and there's no more feelings attached. And it's fantastic for some people. Other people see things differently. I don't think I would do it. Although I have nothing against people who do it, but I would be devastated. I would be devastated. So I don't think it would be something for me. But then again, you know, other people's life, they have the right to choose.
But I suppose the devastation changes when you're away from somebody and you get your separation, then maybe 2 years down the road, you're waiting then, as it currently is in this country, another 3 years for the divorce. You're past the devastation. You've moved on with your life. You've met somebody else. And being married to the previous person legally is just becomes an inconvenience.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing, Niall. I mean, it does. It is an inconvenience, and I'm going to be the biggest inconvenience to him for my life because if he wants to get divorced, he can do it, right? He can do it. He can pay for it. That's it.
Okay, well, hang on for a second because I want to go to Martin as well before I finish up. Martin, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Martin?
Grand, Niall. How's everything with you, Niall?
Good. Your pal got divorced. What did you do?
Yeah, me pal got divorced, Niall. This was last year, and now it was madness, but it was a bad divorce he went through, and he booked us to go to Slovakia.
Right.
He went to get us booked in to go to a rave in the middle of a brawl in Bratislava.
Right. How many of you was there?
It was 15 of us. We kind of just went over for the trip. But he booked us in for it. It was like burgers and chips and everything. He'd ordered food for us. And
so it was a rave in a brothel?
A rave in a brothel. It was, no, I have to say, it was madness.
Right.
But it was different anyway.
No, it certainly was different, Martin. But so, and was he celebrating his divorce? He was, yeah, of course. Because it was a particularly bad divorce, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty, they were in our court every 10 minutes, Niall.
Yeah. Some divorces can be pretty straightforward. Others can be difficult, depending on, you know, if there's young children involved, depending if there's money involved. Look, money is obviously the problem always, isn't it, really?
Yeah, these have two children together.
Yeah, are they young?
Yeah, they were 23.
And that's sad, isn't it? You know, because they're two children who are affected. Because let's be clear about it, and it is, and I say it all the time, there are no winners in divorce. None.
No, and the petty part of it is, Niall, is that they were using the kids, if you know what I mean.
I know.
You know, and it's pretty, you know, you don't do that in children.
No.
But you shouldn't.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately what happens in family law in this country all the time. Children are used as some sort of pawns, you know, in what turns out to be a game between two people, which is just wrong. It should be just pretty much straightforward. I mean, you know, people looking for maintenance they don't deserve, etc., and all that kind of carry on.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.